Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Oscar, and in this episode I will discuss who I think are the top 5 key players to own on a Game Week 5 wildcard. Wildcarding can be tricky because your options are endless. That's why I like to first decide who are my must-haves that I can build a foundation on, and then see how many slots are more up for discussion to see which combos I can afford in those remaining slots. At the end of the video, I will also reveal my current wildcard draft. I have pushed the button and I think I've come up with a pretty good team. Number 5 on this list is Reece James. Since Tuchel was appointed as manager, Chelsea and Manchester City have been the best defenses in the league. Liverpool deserves to join that conversation too, since they are looking to be back at their best. These three teams are the only ones that have conceded exactly one goal this season, and Chelsea's defensive performance versus Liverpool with 10 men also stands out. All of this means that I think a Chelsea defender is a must on a wild card, and you can certainly go for Rudiger instead if you want to play it safe, or you can go for both. James is the first choice on right back, but it seems like he'll still have his minutes managed. He could get the occasional rest, so be prepared to have some patience with him. But the huge upside that I see that he represents is too good for me to ignore. He is currently scoring 11.25 FPL points per 90, and he clearly has a great mix of assist potential as one of the highest goal threats among defenders, with 2 shots in the box and 4 goal attempts in this time. These stats are taken from the public stats table. Dusra's wingback wanders over on Scout, where you can compare him to other wingbacks. Moving on to number 4, we find the great player that is Rafinha. How good are his fixtures, you may ask? According to the fixture ticker on Scout, Leeds sit on the very top, and that's why I think at least one Leeds player on a wildcard makes a lot of sense. There was a consensus in the community prior to the season began that Rafinha was underpriced, and the only question was by how much. He only has one return this season though, but at the same time, as we see on the goals imminent table in the public stats area, it shows that both him and Bamford should be doing better quite soon, and with fixtures comes form. Rafinha has been especially unlucky to not register an assist yet as well, with an expected assist stat of 1.07 and his 7 chances created. Number 3 on this list is Jota. As long as Firmino is not completely fit, Jota is among the absolute best value players in the game. His 0.76 expected assists show that he could easily have had one by now. He has had 3 big chances so far, which is a sign of good delivery from his teammates. He's also quite selfish, which is a good FPL trait. If we look at these stats from the comparison table, these are Salah's numbers to the right, and they are a little bit better, but as you can see, it's very marginal, which means Jota is posting elite numbers in that regard. They both are getting a lot of chances and likes to shoot, and are also quite good at hitting the target, which the shot accuracy number indicates. Second on the list is another Liverpool player, Trent Alexander-Arnold. He's the third highest scoring player in the game behind Salah and Antonio, and he's the highest scoring defender. He's averaging one big chance created per game, five chances created per game, almost two corners per game. And we know that Liverpool has good headers there, especially Van Dijk. Trent also averages two goal attempts per game, which is quite stunning for a defender. He seems to be back to his best and he's playing fairly high up the pitch. He's still on direct free kicks as well, and eventually he's going to score one of those. The number one player to own on a wild card for me is Salah, the highest scoring player in the game, and I think he could have had even more returns. He has had two FPL returns so far that I can think of that were ruled out for offside, and there's also a chance that Mané starts converting all of his chances, which would mean more assists for Salah. His main selling point is how good of a captain he is. He's one of the great flat track bullies, and looking at his fixture run up until Christmas, he's likely going to be my captain in roughly half of those fixtures, which means all I need to do is jump on the other premium that is gonna be good to rotate the armband with. Speaking of other premium, I'm going to add a bonus player or a slot on this list, and it's going to be Ronaldo slash Lukaku, who I think are both very good options on a wild card. I will likely have Ronaldo and then downgrade to Lukaku in game week 7 or 8 when Chelsea's fixtures swing. But if Ronaldo looks like he can't be stopped, then there's a chance I'll keep him in my team and put Lukaku next to him. Ronaldo should be better short-term value than Lukaku. At the same time, owning Lukaku now might mean more to your overall team structure. It all depends on what you can do with the extra million. Let's look at my team to see what I mean. If I chose Lukaku instead of Ronaldo, I would save a probable transfer down the line. But also in terms of reallocating funds right now, I could upgrade Gallagher to Sar and Livramento to Ben White, but since I'm not sure if that's a combo that is worth 1 million, I'm not sure if I'll be doing that. But let's talk briefly about the players that are in my team who I haven't mentioned yet. In goal, Sanchez is still the best value keeper, and his fixtures are still good, even though they are getting a little bit tougher increasingly. Williams and Livramento are going to sit on my bench, so not much to say there. City's defense has been incredible at the start of the season, stat-wise. You can go for either one out of Laporte, Diaz, or Cancelo, but now that Cancelo seems to be very favored among the fullbacks, he's going to be the one for me. In midfield, I am currently on Torres and Gray, and I think this is the hardest spot to decide on. Gallagher or Gray will be an important question for many to decide which we prefer. For now, Gray is simply there in my team because he has better fixtures. And when it comes to Torres, he's obviously a high-risk, high-reward pick. But at the moment, he seems to be the preferred striker for Manchester City. And if we compare his underlying stats to Jota's, who is in the same price bracket, we can see that Jota is more clinical, but that they are very evenly matched in terms of the amount of chances that they get, which are always presented to them inside the box or just outside of it. There aren't any playing 4.5 million forwards at the moment, so it shouldn't matter which one you choose, but one thing to consider is to avoid choosing a player from a team where you will want to have three players from. And when it comes to the forward slot, I think you could go for either Bamford or Antonio, actually. I think I prefer Bamford for now to make the switch to Antonio in a game week or two. Those are my tips for wildcarders. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next week, and good luck this game week.